Good evening, it is 5 p.m. and you're listening to The Rundown, a local news program on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Alexandra Fernandez. Kingston City Council met last week on Tuesday, March 7th for their bi-weekly City Council meeting. One item discussed was the Housing Accelerator Project at 900 Division Street and 33 Compton Street. The recommendations put forward to Council was that Council directs staff to list 900 Division Street for sale with the requirement that the purchaser provides a minimum of 5 affordable housing units, and that Council directs staff to list 33 Compton Street for sale for market housing to support a primary objective of the Rideau Heights Regeneration Strategy, which includes introducing market housing in an area of the neighborhood that is primarily comprised of social housing, and that Council delegate authority to the Commissioner of Business, Environment, and Projects to execute conditional agreements of purchase and sale for both 33 Compton Street and 900 Division Street, each conditional on Council's future approval of the sale. And the last recommendation put forward was that Council direct staff to advertise both properties as surplus to municipal need in accordance with the public notice policy and to present bylaws to Council at a future Council meeting to declare the property surplus. Councillor Lisa Ozonic asked why 5 units were picked as the number. Let's take a listen to what was said as a response.
Ms. Nordegraff.
Thank you to you, Mayor Patterson. We have looked at the kind of the ability for that site to generate, obviously, let me backtrack. There's a few reasons. First of all, this is a site that's already in an area where predominantly there are lower income affordable housing units in the neighborhood. So it's important to really look at kind of a complete community with mixed market housing options. So that was one kind of consideration. We also are looking at the feasibility of the project and the interest in the market and the ability to look at kind of the feasibility of the project as a whole. We also have identified in the report that there's also an opportunity, should we have any income generated through this sale, that would go into other affordable housing investments. So really the combination of kind of doing some cost calculations of what would the cost be for those 5 units based on our kind of based on the rental loss basically on affordable housing, the location, and the opportunity to also bring any additional income into a fund that we can then reinvest in other affordable housing developments.
Councillor Ozonic followed up by asking how fast the turnaround would be from the money coming in from selling these sites. She asked how soon the city would be looking to create these affordable housing units and if any specific sites are in mind. Chief Administrative Officer Lainey Hurdle responded by saying the following.
Thank you, and through Mr. Mayor. So, Councillor Ozonic, we already are working with a number of community agencies to find properties that are located elsewhere within the city. We're trying to, of course, spread out our affordable housing units across the city. So we are already working with those agencies. You will see actually a report coming through to City Council most likely in April with some recommendations in terms of partnership with those community agencies.
Council then proceeded to vote for the clause, and the vote carried, meaning that the recommendations will go forward.